In Utah, private security companies must provide 30 hours of training, including with guns.
But this training is maybe a tenth or maybe a 20th of what a law enforcement officer would go through.
Salt Lake attorney Greg Scorta says candidates have FBI background checks. As for Thomas Lukes, the security guard suspected of shooting a homeless man twice in the back near two state office buildings.
When one of them retreats from the combat, the self-defense statute no longer applies unless that person reasonably fears for their life.
Police say surveillance video shows Thomas Stanfield tried walking away. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.